Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, hey there, everybody. How you doing this morning, basketball fans? Shockers, big winners on a Thursday night. K-State, big winners on a Thursday night. And we're here to talk about it all today, get you ready for a football weekend. It's Jacob Albrockton, TJ Cleland. It is Sports Daily. Glad to have you with us today. It'll be a fun show. You can get in touch with the program at 869-1240. You can let us know. Shocker fans, where you at? What'd you think last night? We can also take your video comments. Facebook, YouTube, X. We can take your voice messages on the Odyssey app. It's all available for you today. Max Power in there handling those things for us. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza, a sriracha cream cheese base, topped with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and mozzarella, the Cooperstown, now available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. If I have any extra bags under my eyes, it's because I didn't sleep well last night because I was so excited to get on the program this morning after what I saw last night and to hear the video that Max Power has back in studio. Max, do you have it pulled up? Pause for dramatic effect.
All right, we'll get that from Max.
All right, Max is still sleeping. Anyways, Shockers, 16 three-pointers last night.
16 threes. 16. Sets a school record, yes?
Yep, most ever.
Okay.
Sorry, I was setting up the lights for Paul.
Oh, okay, we got Paul covered. All right, do we have it now, Max?
Oh, if you want that thing. Yeah, let me find it.
Okay.
Max will get that. We'll get that for you the next segment. But the Shockers go and they win big, 95-74. They just run all over Loyola. 16 threes, TJ mentioned. Shoot great from the field. I think even more impressive, TJ, than, I don't know if you were following this in the arena, but they were in the broadcast. Turnovers. It was almost the first time ever they had one.
Tied the school record.
One at the very end of the game to get there. That's almost as impressive as anything that happened last night. Those are good things to help you win. Hit a bunch of threes and don't turn the ball over. But the Shockers look good against Loyola, 95-74. We'll, of course, dig way into that game as we make it through. K-State, TJ, a little later for folks to stay up with. Boy. I'm going to be honest as that thing was, I don't know. It felt like late enough in the second half for me to kind of flip over to some Thursday night football.
I was like, oh, K-State's killing them here. And then all of a sudden, it's 99-96, and Cal scores 62 points in the second half. I'm not sure when that all happened, because I flipped the channel before that game ended. But goodness gracious.
I know. That was the same thing for me. It was, I was getting all the Shocker stuff ready for the show while I was kind of just watching off to the side. And I was like, oh, they're by 20. They're by 20. And then I showed the score at 9 o'clock. And I was like, take a look at this. K-State dominating tonight. They're up by 18 points in this one. And then I cut everything ready. I was like, what in the world? They won by three. They gave up 62 points in the second half.
I don't even know how that's possible. But they hung on and got the win. I'm going to need a minute with that game, because I was fully prepared to come on here, and I think K-State was still impressive last night, because Cal's a pretty good team and they did score 99 points, but we obviously need to talk about that one thing that happened. And they scored 99 points, only hit nine threes only. It's a good number, but when you think of 99, you think bigger. I think, you know, offensively, all the things we're seeing from K-State are the things that we want to see. Haggerty leading the way again. Haggerty getting to the free throw line a ton. I think we're seeing more from David Castillo maybe than we thought, and that's fantastic news for this team. But I'm not sure where that defense went in the second half, because I turned over the football game, but it went somewhere, and that's something we'll have to dive through and dissect and get you through here. There was a football game last night. The Patriots do hang on. And they get it. They get it done. It was a little closer maybe than we thought. Maybe, you know, the game itself, the Jets were kind of hanging around there for a minute, but Drake May looked really good. And we had Thursday night football, and it's just one more win for the Patriots. And, you know, they talked about it plenty last night. This is a team that could be in the mix to have home field throughout the playoffs based on the schedule that they have left to play versus their peers and who their peers have to play still. So it was a busy Thursday night. That was as busy a sports night as we've had in a few weeks. I was bouncing around last night trying to keep up with everything.
It was. It's a good night to have two TVs on your wall, probably, Jacob. Yes, before we'll dig into that game later, but while we've got a couple minutes here, what do you think of the Patriots jerseys last night? We're big uniform watchers on the show.
I like the helmets more than I like the jerseys. I liked the idea of it. If they'd just worn their probably, I didn't like the numbers, the bubbly thing on the numbers. But other than that, I like the idea of it. I love the helmets. I thought the helmets were really cool.
Helmets were cool. Can't lie. How good is Drake May?
Listen, I think he's great. I think he's the real deal. He is reading defenses. That's not a very good defense. The next step in his career is a big one to ask of him, but it's one that some great quarterbacks have taken in their second seasons, and that's to do something in the playoffs. Yeah, you know, if he stays on this trajectory, this is what we saw from Mahomes. This is what we saw from Joe Burrow. This is kind of what we saw, if I remember correctly, from Lamar Jackson early on. Like, you can see it. Now the next step will be to come in and do it in big games, do it in the postseason. He's done it in a couple of big games this year. Last night wasn't a big game. But he looks the part. He's doing, and the reality is, like, you look at that team and you look at that roster, he's throwing to Steph Diggs, an older version of Steph Diggs, but he's got Steph Diggs. He's got Hunter Henry, who's a little longer in the tooth, Pop Douglas, Matt Hollins, like, they don't have a ton. Like, that was the part, you know, that's how I think it made it a little harder to envision him taking this kind of jump, is because I don't know, you know, Steph Diggs is having a really nice year. I won't take anything away from him, but the rest of that group of pass catchers was one we were like, yeah, they're close. They'll get a few more guys in there. No, they're taking off now. He looks really good. Give Max his flowers, because Drake May appears to be very much the real deal.
North Carolina, they breed them well out there. Mac Brown special.
I suppose. I don't know how many other North Carolina quarterbacks I can think of, but
Mitch Trubisky.
That's true. Although, was he a Mac Brown guy, or was he pre-Mac Brown?
I imagine he's a Mac Brown guy.
Yeah, it would be close. I'm not sure. All right, we've got a lot to dig into. We'll start with the Shockers. TJ's been like a little, you know, teenager with a first look at something with a clip that he wants to play. So we'll do that when we come back, and we'll dig into this Shocker performance last night. Really good. Loyola Chicago has struggled at times this year, but man, 21 point wins, that we're going to start getting the roundhouse a little more full and a little more full and a little more full. The buzz is building. This is what we wanted. After the TBT come in, like, people are telling us they want Shocker basketball. And boy, these Shockers have absolutely delivered. So we'll have that for you on the other side. Glad to be here with you. Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up. And as we go out the door, a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Journey at Intrust Bank Arena on April 4th. Text the keyword Journey to the number 20357. One entry a day between now and November 21st. Standard message and data rates apply. We're coming right back with some Shocker talk here on Sports Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. This Sunday, stream the Chiefs at the Broncos. at 3:25. Stay for the premiere of the new season of the hit original series Landman, all on Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Of course, that is a local game for us here this weekend. You can catch it on KWCH. We'll have your coverage of a big one between the Chiefs and the Broncos, and we'll dig into that a little later. We're going to make picks. The gang is here. We've got the results from last week, and we'll have some fun with it. So that's coming up here on Sports Daily. Okay, Max, let's have the audio that TJ's excited about. What are the Shockers going to be this year? Are they going to be a balanced team that attacks from a variety of ways? What I don't think they're going to be is a great three-point shooting team. So what I said yesterday on the radio was that I didn't think the Shockers were going to be a great three-point shooting team. I don't know what I said after that, but I can't imagine. I would imagine there was a little more context. TJ had it clipped in the way that, you know, you clip these things to make fun of somebody, to end it right there and then come in and say, well, looky here, they set a school record. I told him last, I was like, boy, I hope I'm the wrongest about that take of any take ever. I do want to see it over time, right? You know, I want to see, and they're not going to shoot 50%, you know, from three. The best 3-point shooting team in the country last year shot it at 39%.
I got it.
So let's not like look at 50% as something. To me, it's the volume of threes. I think they can be a good 3-point shooting. I think it can be a 3-point shooting team as far as percentage goes, TJ. I think my question is how much of that is going to be what they do offensively. We've seen three games now, and two of them it's been a big part of their offense, and in one of them it's been probably a little more of what I would have expected coming into the year. So what do we think? What is Paul Mills saying about that part of their game?
I mean, last night the soundbite that, you know, drove home the most was the fact of he quoted Rick Barnes, the Tennessee head coach, for what he said last year. And he said, Mike Gray and Kenyon Giles are here to shoot the basketball. And to quote Rick Barnes, now they're getting paid to shoot the basketball. So they are going to shoot the basketball.
That's fantastic. Against Prairie View, the Shockers took 23 threes, shot another really high percentage, though, by the way. And then let me go back and give you the exact number against Asheville here. It was 16 threes where they made four of them. So that's, I guess, you know, for me, it's like, okay, well, we see 4 of 16 shooting. They didn't really need it against Asheville. They didn't do it a ton. So that becomes the other question. Is this that it's Giles and it's Gray? Are those two guys?
What?
It took more than I think I would.
They took 18 combined yesterday.
What's that?
They took 18 combined yesterday between the two of them.
And look, if those two can do it, because that's what, you know, K-State's kind of doing the same thing, right? A little bit. They've got two snipers out there in Haggerty, who didn't take a bunch last night, in Abdi Bashir. So, by the way, K-State, I believe, is the best 3-point shooting team in the country thus far. Let that soak in just a little bit. I think the big thing for me that makes it so awesome, and they're shooting 54% from three on the year. The big thing for me that makes it awesome is how many times have we seen, well, just Shockers, for instance, how long have the Shockers been trying to be a good 3-point shooting team and it just doesn't work? I mean, we're going on 6-7 years now. How often have KU recruited and tried to become a better 3-point shooting team and it just doesn't happen? So if the Shockers, you know, fall into being one of the better 3-point shooting teams in the country by volume and percentage, it totally changes the outlook of this season. I don't want to overreact to one game where they shot the lights out, but that's two games now where they've shot a really high percentage. And I think that should give Shocker fans just a ton of excitement today.
Yeah, I think that it's what they're going to want to do. I think that there's a realistic world where they're going to shoot, 25 a game. It feels like an actual like at least 20 a game feels like a reasonable number. I think the first game was the outlier, is the fact that Mike Gray didn't shoot very well. I think he had 4 points. They only made four threes on the night. And so I think that whenever they looked at it, they're like, all right, well, we're not going to make our bread and butter this way. Like, we need to, you know, figure out other ways to win the game. And I think that's the biggest takeaway from that. I lost myself there.
It is. It's something that sticks. It's sticky. Two games out of three now. Let's see it on the road. I think that's the next big thing, right? Can they go on the road and can they shoot the three like that? Is this? Here's what else I like that has been a challenge for them, and it wasn't quite as good last night, but I think it was fine considering, you know, this, like how much they were 13-19 from the free throw line. They missed too many in the first game, which is a little PTSD-y, right? That's been a thing for them. Missed too many free throws, I think, over the past couple of years. And then in the second game, my goodness, they got to the line 41 times.
Yep.
So I would love to see them be a 75-80% free throw shooting team. But again, they didn't turn the ball over last night at all. They played good defense all night long. Those are the things that are even stickier. Those are the things that raise their floor up to this level that is just wild based on what we've seen the past couple of years. And then I think the three-point thing raises the ceiling more. But if they play good defense and they don't turn the ball over, they're going to win a ton of games.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the biggest conversation that we should be having on the radio today, I think, is the fact of, like, you turned the ball over twice. You had 17 assists. You made 16 three-pointers. At one point, you were up by 28 points over your best opponent that you've played thus far. It's still, you know, a team that's not that great in terms of, they wouldn't be a top half American Conference team probably, but it's the best team that they've played thus far. But, like, for a span there last night, that was a question that Taylor Eldridge asked on social media about, like, when was the last time that we've seen 10 minutes of Shocker basketball look like it did last night to start the game, even? Like, they had 27 points in, like, 8 minutes. Like, they were on pace to score over 100 in the first half of this game. And that isn't what Wichita State basketball has been since the Austin Reeves year. Like, that was the really high-scoring team that you always talk about. Like, they haven't had an offense that's had the capabilities of doing that.
Yeah, well, the 2017 team was that elite offense team, yeah, right? Reeves and,
like,
Landry.
I don't want to overreact, but, like, this feels like what that might be.
Yeah, that team scored 80 plus, I believe, a game and got bounced in the first round of the NCAA tournament. So I think all of this is way too early. The Shockers have gotten off to incredible starts each of the last 2 years under Paul Mills. So, and Loyola probably is not as good as we'd hoped they'd be. And I think all that stuff matters, but it doesn't, like, I think the point today isn't, oh, they're 3-0, right? They're 3-0 and they've played two bad teams and maybe three. Yeah.
They should be.
They're supposed to be 3-0.
They shouldn't make 16 3-pointers and break a school record.
No. And they shouldn't, in a game where they were, where were they favored by? Five last night? Five, yep, and a half? Yes. Win by those margins. So 21. They're clearly out to a much better start than anticipated. And that is something, I think, to be very excited about. I don't know what else is happening in the American yet. We'll see K-State play Tulsa.
I mean,
that'll be handy.
Loyola took, like, North Texas to the buzzer.
There you go.
So that's your litmus test.
Yeah, and look, Loyola got it within 10, I think it was, early in the second half.
Seven.
Nobody's going to hang with any team that shoots the three the way the Shockers shot the three last night. Again, yep, that's not sustainable. I hope this is the new wrongest thing I say maybe ever. The Shockers are not going to hit 16 threes a game and shoot 50%. Okay, that's not going to, just like, they're not going to score 100 points a game.
Yeah,
which I guess you got a little fun with last night.
We'll tell that story. Yeah. So after the Texas, the Prairie View A&M game, I made a comment to Coach Mills after the game asking a question about, you know, when your offense plays that good, obviously you guys aren't going to score 100 points every game, but, you know, what can you take away from that? And he said, well, how do you know we're not going to score 100 points every game? And then we said it again Monday morning on the radio whenever he joined here on Sports Daily. And he said, yeah, he's like, I don't know why you're counting us out, TJ, joking around. And then they almost score 100 points again last night. And so he let me know that they were sitting at 95 points and he was looking over at me saying, I'm going to prove TJ wrong tonight. We're scoring 100 again.
We're all having fun, right? Yeah. When you shoot that way.
Paul Mills was jumping up and down on the sidelines last night. Like, I've never seen Paul Mills smile that much as he did last night.
It's infectious, and people will catch on, and they will be there. I mean, the listed attendance was 5,600 last night. 6:30 games are hard. I will say weeknight 6:30 games are a little tricky. Let's see what happens. Was a week from Saturday when they're back home on a weekend day. I think that's going to be. I was looking for tickets because we're taking one of our kids there for their birthday, and there weren't tickets everywhere. So I'm hoping it's infectious and it catches on, and I think that it will. It's good timing for the Shockers to bring ticket prices down probably a little bit, and let's see if we can get this buzz going. Again, what sticks from last night becomes the biggest question.
I agree that, you know, the argument of, well, Loyola Chicago, you know, isn't as good as what Loyola Chicago has been. We've seen this team, you know, at times they struggled against Friends University or 2 years ago, whenever that was, last year. This is a big deal to play that well against, you know, a team that's right around, I mean, in the footprint of college basketball, like Loyola and Wichita State have been kind of there.
Well, it could have been, it could have not been a huge blowout win, right?
Yeah. If they won by five, we wouldn't be talking about this stuff.
No.
Like the spread said.
And last year, they got out after the exhibition. It was to a 6-0 start, 8-1 start. Of course, the loss to Florida, right? So, that this isn't new. The year before that, what was it, 7-0? Yep. I believe maybe it was even more, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 7-0. So it's 10-1 is what it was. Like it's not new for these Paul Mills teams to get off to a good start. But that's as good as any team. That's as good a performance as we've seen from the Shockers in the last 3 years.
Yep.
That kind of performance translates. Boise is, you know, Boise may also not be as good as we'd hoped when this thing all started. So we could be headed down that path again, but it's a true game at Boise, a team that's been in the NCAA tournament now consistently for a little while out of the Mountain West. And then it's off to the holiday tournament after a quick game against Milwaukee.
If they could stay hot and shoot the ball well, there's a lot on the table before conference play even starts. As we've been saying, this is their toughest non-conference they've had in years. And if they can roll through that, I mean, that's pretty good.
It doesn't have the marquees like KU or K-State, but there are good games in there. And it's just right. It's just right. I just want to keep them playing well. So then individually, look, again, they're not shooting 50% from three. They're not making 16 a game, and that's fine. That's not a realistic expectation. But I do think we're seeing a team that clearly could be up at that 36-37% from three, which would make them a great 3-point shooting team. And you know, the volume of it, they have a coach that is very comfortable with a high volume of threes being taken. So that creates some offense we just haven't been able to see in a long time out of Wichita State.
I think that the best way to describe it that I used last night is that Wichita State, which we talk about this all the time, they've got a little bit of Jerome Tang ball in them. Like they've got the guys that they can do that and kind of go let him cook mode. And between Giles and Gray, like that's going to work. But I also think that what they're going to do well is that Will Berg feels like he's going to be a formidable big. Like he's going to be good in the American Conference. Caron Boyd is super athletic. TJ Williams is super athletic. And they've got the guys that can kind of surround that. And they can find ways other ways to score the basketball too, but I think that they've got the option, if those guys are hot, that they can go do that. And so I think that it's the good mix. It's not quite the K-State shooting 40 a game that we've seen in the past. I think that they
yeah,
do
and
have
it doesn't,
the
good yeah, mesh. It does, look, if they're hot, shoot it, fire away. But if they're not, I think they'll be able to generate offense. That's why I like seeing them get to the free throw line pretty regularly. TJ Williams, who has been this great
played
story
well
this year, yeah, filled the stat sheet last night, even though he uh-huh wasn't a scorer. That's big time stuff. And I'm glad you brought up Will Berg, because I was watching it as I'm watching it last night. I was like, man, we got to talk about Berg, because he offensively looks like he can be a thing, right? The hope I know this year was for him to come in and be able to defensively be a presence and all those things. I think he's got enough skill offensively.
Oh yeah.
That he can keep defenses honest. I mean, he took two different times, took guys one-on-one from at least 10, 12 feet out and backed him down, drove him in and made his offense happen. So yeah, I agree. Those are the things, those are the sticky things we want to see. The turnover thing, they turn the ball over. That was new, right? That was new. That would be something that would be awesome. If they just become this team that takes care of the ball like that, but the energy of it, it's just been a long time. It's been a long time. It feels really good.
I don't know. The fact that we're sitting here talking about, like, when was the last time the Shockers looked that good? Like,
and we're not being fair to that. That's hyperbole, and that's getting caught up in the moment. I'd have to go back and look at specifically
They literally tied the record for the least amount of turnovers committed in a game and broke the record for most threes. Like, when's the last time that they have had a game like that?
All right, TJ, let's talk some K-State here. I fully was prepared to come on and just, you know, be so pleased with everything. I don't know. Like, you're going to help me with this one. Like, what happened, and does it change the fact that for 75% of that game, K-State looked like a team that has a chance for sure to get back to the NCAA tournament, but to be a competitive team in the Big 12.
I know. That's the weird part about it, is that I feel the same way about how do you assess a team that scores 99 points but also gives up 96 points and gives up that many points in the second half especially. It's interesting. I really don't know what to take away from this game. The offense is great. I think we know that, but I think that it seems it may not be hyperbole that they might have to score 100 points every game. And that almost came true last night.
But it hasn't been true to their entire season.
Oh,
and again, I do think that it's okay, and I could be wrong about this. We'll see the next time they play, and as they play some good teams. I think it's okay to look at the majority of that game and say, okay, they look good, and then something happened. It's not... We'll draw a little bit of a parallel to like KU at North Carolina. I think it's okay to realize KU looked good in a half and then not good in a half. And what do we take away from that? We'll find out. I think it's okay to say K-State looked great for 75% of a game and not the last 25%. I think all that is fine. What does it tell us? It's the third game of the season. Like, they're going to have to get better. They're going to have to get better. You're either going to get better or you're going to get worse. So continue to get better. But the things that we've wanted to see early in the season for K-State, outside of a defensive lapse there late in the game, we're seeing it. We're seeing Abdi Bashir be a big-time shooter when they need him to be, and the capability. How about 20 points from Nate Johnson? You see that coming? Mm-mm. You know what I mean?
Good. He's good.
Yeah,
he looks really good. They've got probably three options that are like legit.
I think
scores.
David Castillo looks really good.
He did.
You know, the bigs are giving them what they need. The bigs to give them Kostic, who I just keep leaning into what Wyatt Thompson says about seeing Kostic in practice, but he hasn't done much yet. If he also elevates and this remains one of the better 3-point shooting teams in the country, which it's been thus far, then the sky's the limit, because Haggerty raises their offensive floor with his ability to get to the free throw line. That's been his thing. That's why he was as highly coveted a portal guy as we've had probably ever in the transfer portal era, and K-State got him. And it's for that reason. Like, he's going to get to the line. He's going to score. And what else does K-State? That's kind of what we thought it would be. And then it's what does everybody else bring to the table this year? I have been very pleased with what we've seen from the supporting cast thus far.
I agree. It's interesting of what this, by the way, I'm looking at this. I did not realize that it was literally an 11-1 run from Cal at the end of the game. Like, hold on to your butts for the final 2 minutes of basketball last night. Like, that's insane.
What a weird experience that was. I've got the two TV thing, which I was watching up until, I don't know, it felt like at least halfway through the second half. And then it got kind of late, and so I turned that off. I walk upstairs. My wife was home a little late, so I was like, well, let me just turn the football game on. I was doing some laundry. So I did something boring, and I was just watching the end of the football game. I didn't think anything. All of a sudden, I get the alert, 99-96, and I'm like, what? Sorry, what happened there? What was that?
I think the best way to describe K-State basketball is kind of what we talked about with Fitz yesterday, is the fact of, like, I don't think there's a world where they're competing for the conference. They're not going to be doing that. I don't think they're going to be like in the top four either, but they're going to be a team that like could finish top middle, and they're going to beat teams that they have no business beating because they're going to score so many points.
Well, I see, and I think it's not no business beating. I think they have every bit of business beating anybody. I think that's what we could be looking at, is a K-State team that could beat anybody anytime they take the floor, which that's not unique to them. That's what we would say about anybody inside the Big 12. Well, really, it really does apply to the entire league. But for more than that, it applies to those teams that you think that could be a tournament team, which is probably 7 to 8 of them.
They absolutely
look like they're going to fit into that group.
Yeah, exactly. They I would put, like, if we were making claims today, like, I think that they get into the tournament. Like, and they should. I think if they don't get into the tournament. I'll rephrase, because that's not harsh enough. If they don't make the tournament, it's a disappointment.
For sure. I mean, they went and got PJ Haggerty in the portal. Yeah. It is what it is. Like, you don't go get that guy out of the portal and not expect to make the NCAA tournament. Was he the number one portal guy this year? I think he was.
One of them.
He's one of the best scorers in college basketball we've had in a little while. So we'll see. If it's just a blip, we'll see if it's just a, what was that in the second half? Or if it's a bigger reason for concern as they take the floor next and get a chance to get out there and continue the things that we're seeing that we like, and not that one little thing that we saw there in the second half.
Like, that's just a question that just keeps nagging at me, is if you were in Bramlage last night, like, do you leave thinking, we won, but I feel like we just lost?
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it here this morning. To be honest with you, I'm not sure. Tulsa's next. That's probably not too, but then it's Mississippi State. We're going to find out real quick with K-State. Yeah. I mean, real quick. And it's fine. It's not a big deal. I don't think. I'm not going to react to that. And this is, again, I'm not going to overreact to that. Like, I'm not going to overreact to KU playing a bad half at North Carolina. Like, I'm not going to overreact to either one of those things.
Yeah.
I think we are seeing things that we like from the teams that are far more positive, and those have a more of a likelihood to be small blips and learning moments for the teams. So,
yeah. I mean, listen, K-State, and starting on Monday of next week, they have an 8-day stretch where they play Tulsa, Mississippi State, and at Indiana. Like, you'll learn a lot about, like,
well,
like,
and
Tulsa.
And also in that, after they play Mississippi State, they're either going to play Nebraska or New Mexico.
Oh, yeah. So, do they?
It's the Hall of Fame Classic. Yeah, they get games Thursday and Friday. And so
it's changed then, because Wichita State was in that last year. They only got one game. So I don't know. They like changed the format, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's listed on their schedule anyway. So,
oh, okay. It's not on ESPN.
Yeah. So they have that, and then the Indiana game. So absolutely. They're about to get three qual. I don't know anything about Tulsa. No offense, Tulsa. Nothing. Zero. But I know Mississippi State's Chris Jans, and they're always good. Indiana will be very talented, and I assume Nebraska or New Mexico will be pretty good. I mean, they, you know, for New Mexico especially, they typically are. And so that's good. That's what this team needs. We need, again, we know more about K-State. Do we know more about K-State? We know more about K-State certainly than we do Wichita State. Do we know more about K-State than we do KU? Possibly. It's possible. Just because Haggerty, we've seen him play college basketball for so long. And KU's leaning on young guys. So I think they just have to – we know what they're going to do. Like, what questions do we have about them? We know exactly how they're going to play offense.
I think that's the biggest – I think that that's the biggest point to make there is that Wichita State and KU look vastly different than they have the past couple of years.
Right.
K-State, yeah. K-State hasn't changed. They've shown us what they want to do.
K-State hasn't – K-State is – they are who we thought they were. They're an offense that's going to run through Haggerty. They're going to take a bunch of threes, and they're going to let him get to the line. Exactly, I mean, what we thought they were going to be.
Right? I feel like you could fill in the blank with Haggerty, with Marquise Noel, totally, Tyler Perry. Totally.
And the reason for optimism is Haggerty is as good at that as there has been in college basketball the last couple of years. So we kind of know what to expect out of them. KU, we got to learn what Darren Peterson is. We got to learn if Flory Badunga takes another step. Who are the role players? We have like everything to learn about KU. And Wichita State, it's an entirely new roster.
Yeah.
So we'll find out. Like, there is a lot to learn early in this college basketball season. It's one of the challenges, I think, of this new era, is that happens so often. But don't be discouraged by that, because Wichita State, was it last year or 2 years ago, where they returned as many players as anybody in the country? Didn't work out. KU returned the same team for three straight years. Didn't work out. So let's embrace this. Because this is what a lot of people have been asking for a while.
I agree. I got to tell you this before we run out of time here in this segment. Our friend Chance Lebo over at the other radio station had a tweet last night about Kenyon Giles and said, a Scott Drew coaching tree product coaching an undersized guard that came from a small mid-major in the southeastern part of the country. Welcome back, Marquise Noel.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would. A little different, but the range is the same. The range is the same.
Marquise was more of a point guard than Kenyon.
He was a point guard. Well, Giles, the comparison is Giles can shoot from anywhere in the arena, clearly.
Correct.
Which gets us all very excited and all of those things. And if he's hitting them, here's what I like about Paul Mills is he can, and it's the same thing we see with Tang. Like, okay, you're going to hit those, take them. But, like, let's get the camera over there when he doesn't hit him and get the reaction.
I know. I love Paul Mills' press conferences. We've talked about this, are just incredible to listen to sometimes, because, like, the dude, when he's in a good mood, he'll pull out cliches like you've never heard before. Last night was one of my favorites. I asked him about, and I was like, Mike Gray and Kenyon Giles, like, how green is the green light for those guys? Like, they shot 18 threes tonight between the two of them.
Well, it's green while they're hitting him.
He said, if Kenyon Giles is 7 of 8, it's neon green. Like, he doesn't need Christmas lights at his house. It's so green.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I want to know what it is when he's not 7 of 8. How do they do that? Right.
I mean,
I hope they shoot 50% the rest of the year.
Paul Mills said that his job is to tell guys whenever it maybe wasn't a good shot, but he's never going to tell them it wasn't a good shot until afterwards.
Okay.
He said they have free reign.
Okay. And look, the first game they played this season, they hit 4 threes. So they can score in other ways against bad teams that they played the first two games. Last night, Loyola, I hope that we see Loyola get on a tear and be a really good team, because that could be a win that helps the Shockers down the stretch. You know, we now root for Loyola. Let's see if that can become a great non-con win for the Shockers.
Let's go Ramblers.
Go Ramblers. We're coming back. In the next hour, we're going to make picks. We're going to get to, I think, what Max was talking about there on his conspiracy theories. Listen, his Patriots win. He's riding high. He wants to go from the top rope. I'll never get tired of how ironic and hilarious it is to hear Patriot fans complain about conspiracies and officiating. But we'll do that. We'll have our picks. We'll have some fun here. Get you ready for the football week. Instagram.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.